What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Kuzma did what every other NBA player has done. Kyle Kuzma did what Carmelo Anthony did, except he didn't request the trade. Carmelo did. Kyle Kuzma did exactly what LeBron James did when he left Cleveland. He signed the signing trade. Did it help Cleveland? Sure. Got him the most money he could get, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what athletes do, particularly in basketball. Again, bro hasn't requested a trade. He's just playing basketball.
And he stayed in a city and in a place that he liked. Like, what's wrong with that? How does that make him a loser? How does that make him a losing ball player?
It's just unfortunate he had a bad game. That's really what this boils down to, is he just had a bad game.
They would have felt the same way if he played well. For whatever reason, they just don't
like then you Kyle just would have been stupid.
They just don't like Kyle Kuzma.
Because that would have been two games in a row if we just use those other numbers. You're shooting 45% from three and you go, no. Don't want that. No, I don't want that guy out there shooting threes next to Keon Ellis's defense. No. It 240% 3-point shooters coming off of our bench. We don't want that. No, stop it.
And our girl Christina Warner, she's like the president.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Christina Warner's a fan. Yeah. That's okay. She hated my take on De'Aaron Fox, and that's perfectly fine. I hate her take on Kyle Kuzma. That's perfectly fine too.
And like I said, I don't understand how a team who's playing like 6.5 players right now would be smart for just turning away a guy who, by all intents and purposes, is perfectly fine. And then securing the Bagley and everybody else, they point to his numbers right now. The Wizards stink. Like, so we know for sure, and we're just gonna assume that if he comes here, he's going to shoot as poorly as he has with the sorry Wizards, because now he's not going to be a number one option. Now he's going to get more open looks. Like, people were, a month ago, Keegan Murray was shooting 27%. Nobody was calling him a losing basketball player and was trying to run him out of town.
What's Keegan shooting now? Like 30-something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got in a different situation. And look, the game has gotten better. Talking about Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It could absolutely happen with a guy like Kyle Kuzma. And I once, like you said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion about this. I just don't understand, number one, how you could ask Monty to do something, do anything, and then when that anything is presented to you, it's, no, not him. I'd rather us do nothing.
So you and so that's Why? The thing. You can't say Monty has to do something. You have to say Monty McNair has to ... Go trade for John Collins. Here's how they do it. Go trade for Cam Johnson. Here's how they do it. Here's why they work. You can't say, well, Monty's got to do something. And then when you're presented with something, go, no. Oh, I want Mason Plumlee instead.
Well, look, and a lot of you guys.
Who's the brother who was traded from Charlotte? Nick Richards.
A lot of you guys. I'm not here to fact check nobody. Well, sometimes I do, but not with none of you guys. But a lot of y'all wanted Dorian Finney-Smith. A lot of y'all wanted Dennis Schroeder, And we're really upset with Monty when the Warriors made that deal. You know what I mean? Really upset when the Lakers got Dorian Finney-Smith. Both of those teams have been garbage. Well, the Warriors have been garbage. The Lakers have just been bad since those deals. And don't nobody run that back. Don't nobody sit up here and say, man, Finney-Smith, he's doing great with the Lakers. I was the one. I said I wanted him, or I wish we would have had him. Schroeder, great backup point guard, providing scoring off the bench. Wish we would have had him. Nobody's saying that.
I would have loved. I'd love to have a conversation with someone who said they wanted Dennis Schroeder here in Sacramento. Love Dennis Schroeder, the ball player. Recognize the Sacramento Kings roster. That's not the move they needed to make.
That was a weird one because he got traded that night, and there were some people that weren't too happy.
Well, they saw a trade. Yeah, that's what I think it boils down to. Mm-hmm. Is the trade party started and the Kings weren't invited again?
Right, and maybe if he would have came here, it would have worked out better. Maybe if Finney-Smith would have came here, it would have worked out. I don't know what he's personally doing with the Lakers, but the Lakers aren't elevated by having Finney-Smith on the roster. So, excuse me if I'm not really that concerned with whether or not you want Kyle Kuzma or not, because you've been wrong before and you'll be wrong again if you get bet against him.
Mary B. brings up a good point. Remember when they traded for Domas?
Oh, don't even get me started with that one.
Hose was mad.
Don't even get me started with
they
that.
They was mad.
Kyle Kuzma, who they may or may not come here. Like somebody even asked me, they're like, hey, KC, like you're talking a lot of Kyle Kuzma. Do you know something? I don't know anything.
I can't even be knowing.
In this case, I don't know nothing. And they were like, do you think he's coming here? I actually don't think he's going to come here to Sacramento. Like, I don't think he's going to be traded to Sacramento. But if he did, like, I think Kyle Kuzma could help this team out. I think he could.
I wonder, like, did they even talk the other day? Did Washington and Sacramento talk? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, is this, it's not, we know enough to know it's not a fan-created thing. Maybe the Valanciunas thing is, I don't know. The interest in Kyle Kuzma has been there for
a while.
Since the Last Supper. Like, it's been there forever.
Since Russell Westbrook got traded to Utah that one time.
Pretty much.
Kyle Kuzma thought he was like, accepting the fact that he was coming to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And was on record saying, like, I wasn't tripping. Like, it's all good. Like, I'll take a quick flight from L.A. or whatever. Like, it's cool.
Pretty sure we Sacramento. Spent 10 minutes with, like, Deuce and Moe talking about the trade happening.
Yeah, we thought it was happening.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't.
So, that kind of baffled me. The whole scenario baffled me over the weekend. And like I said, I do think that if Kyle Kuzma were to come to the Sacramento Kings, he would help. Like, he would help, for sure.
Here's the thing that I know for sure. He wouldn't hurt.
I agree.
Now, I know no one wants an upgrade and something to help and all that stuff. But worst case scenario, it's not going to hurt, because what you're sending out isn't doing anything. Mm. What you're sending out is being phased out.
Mm-hmm.
Kings would be fine. Mm-hmm. You'll probably would lose Trey in that situation, which would suck, but the Kings will be fine.
Yeah, I agree. Martin 23 Kings says, if JV, talking about Valanciunas is paired with Kuz, would y'all do it? Absolutely. Damian brought up the trade last week with those two coming over here. That'd be a hell of a deal. That'd be a really good deal. But I'm here to tell you, even if he wasn't and you had an opportunity to get Kyle Kuzma, like, I'd take Kyle Kuzma by himself. Because to what you're talking about, he's not going to hurt. Like, he's not going to drag you down compared to what's going on right now. You're not really getting much of anything outside of Keon. You're not getting much of anything off the bench. And I like Trey Lyles. I want to keep Trey Lyles. But he's in a little bit of a tough spot right now as well. You laid out Kevin Huerter, who is literally in the position of, we're going to sub you in here in the second quarter. We'll see how you play. And if it's good, you'll get back in the second half. If not, that might be your night.
You'll play a few in the third, and that's it.
Yeah. So, like, bringing in Kyle Kuzma, who, once again, everybody wants to point at his numbers right now, where he's the number one on the worst team in basketball, and equate that to, this is what he would do here. Just like on the flip side, you look at Cam Johnson and look at his numbers and say, well, this is what he would do here in Sacramento. He ain't averaging 17 when he get here in Sacramento. Like, he's not. He'd be lucky to get 7 shots a night here in Sacramento. So just like you like to do that for somebody who's got some positive numbers that you like and have to adjust that for coming out here in a different situation with the Kings, you need to look at somebody that maybe the numbers aren't as good and see if they could be elevated potentially, or they could be more efficient potentially with better people around them and in a different role. Like you mentioned, he's coming off the bench. He's going to be a third, fourth option when he's out there. Like, yeah, like it's not this, it's not going to be the same situation as Washington.
And even coming off the bench, he's not going to be the one off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Keon's earned that.
Mm-hmm.
Keon is the dude coming off of this bench.
Yeah.
He is electrifying at this point in a very, very different way than Malik was when he was coming off the bench, mm-hmm. or Malik is in the starting lineup. Like, he is, Keon is the do-all guy that Kings fans continuously fall in love with.
There's
the Bobby, the far different category, the Quincy Aces, like just uh-huh, that uh-huh. This dude is busting their ass night in, night out, and he does it in a incredibly effective way. And when he gets hot, and he now we got something to, now we got the motion. Oh, when he gets hot, boy, sit down.
There's a buzz when he does anything in the Golden 1 Center. There's a buzz, like if he gets a steal, like almost how we talked about in the early day, and it still goes on, but in the early days of Malik, when he dunks, it was different
mm-hmm.
from when De'Aaron dunks.
I think that's still true.
Yeah, it's none of that has gone anywhere. Yeah. But now Keon has that.
Yeah.
When Keon hits a three, it's a little louder than if Herter hits a three.
Mm-hmm.
Although they still really want Herter to do it.
No, well. I think they're just cheering for Buddy at this point. Like, come on, guy. Come on, little buddy, you can do
really
it.
They want Herter to hit a three. But it's just, to your point, though, it's just different when Keon's out there,
yeah.
man. There's a buzz in that arena when Keon is out there doing anything. And it's great to see, man. It's great to see.
The thing with Keon is you really don't know what he's going to do.
Hmm.
Is he going to get a steal, lead a break? Is he going to throw a oop? Is he going to catch a oop?
Yeah.
Is he going to hit a three? Is he going to block a shot?
Yeah.
All of those things could happen.
Everything's in play when
every
he's out
single
on the
thing.
Floor.
Yeah.
Everything's in play, man. So I think there's a lot of stuff circling out there with trade stuff, right? And I don't know. I'd ask you and Jesse, like, what would all things considered, and we can go through them a little bit, when we come back. But, like, what would be the move that you would go after if you were the Kings? Because it seems like they may have a couple of things on the table to kind of choose from.
We always say that. I don't think they have anything at all on the table to choose from.
Hammer
through some stuff out on the insiders.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and not like Brooklyn is or Brooklyn or Utah is just waiting to hear from them. But it's almost like for my people that are out there dating, if you got three women out there that you could choose from, you got to choose which one you're going to put your energy into, right? Like, all right, nothing's a done deal with any of these people, but I'm going to put my foot forward with this one. Like, mm-hmm. Which is the one that they are going to really start getting on the phone with and start talking to?
Well, to stick with your dating analogy, that might very well be true. And the one you want to put your energy into, mm-hmm. she could have two or three other dudes in addition to you mm-hmm. who she's like, yeah, which one of these three do I want to put my energy into?
And that's where the conundrum comes into when you talk about when you even choose which one you want to put your energy into.
It's a wild analogy, bro.
I'm going to break it down.
Who are the Sacramento Kings going to date when we get back?
AC on the radio guy.
Yo, man, get this guy.
You need to get this dude to come off that handle so you could have
get this dude out of here, bro. Get this guy out of here.
Got to up my social media game, so I had to change my handle to @D'Lo on the radio.
That's I can't live without my radio.
I didn't change Twitter because Twitter is primarily sports, so I don't feel like I need to do that. I just did it for Instagram. Mm.
Twitter's a weird app, man.
Well,
I got to.
Shout out.
It's already starting to.
@IMDDiddy.
That's not. No.
There's so many things wrong
that
with that.
That just feels wrong.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
It ain't me, it's him.
It's a flag on both of
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good call right there.
Not even sure if that's right. But
I love that. And you tried to throw Dr. David under the bus.
That's him. Yeah. I didn't come up with
that. You put it on the screen.
Well, that's him. That's just what he said.
You could have let it go.
It's attached to his name.
You put it on the screen. Twitter handles for you. KC the office guy. You could do that. See if that's available.
Casey, the office guy.
We're trying that's to get weird. our handles to sync up. It's like, what's Kenny's? It's like King Casey _. Oh, that's terrible. That's awful. I don't know. Has it always been that? No. Well, what was it before? Well.
Yeah, we had to change it.
What was it? Like, @IMKDiddy. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Had to change it. Yes, indeed.
Tough times for us out here. Okay, so what are we doing? The Sacramento Kings dating game? By the way, congratulations to us. 1 hour and 17 minutes. Only show in the country that has not discussed football. 1 hour and 17 minutes show. Did they discuss the ending of Lost? Or Kenny watching a second episode of The Office?
These people should know by now. We get to football and playoff football on Tuesday, or excuse me, on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, as
maybe
long
we
as
just
there's
leave
not
it
a
alone
game on
this
Tuesday.
Week. We'll just leave it alone this week.
No. We purposely came in late today because we don't want to run into any co-workers who might be a little too excited to talk about the results of some of the games.
Much like Kyle Kuzma's situation, it's just, man, it's a nuanced conversation that
relax, Chris Sims.
Oh my gosh, bro. This dude's wild, man.
Chris Sims is
he is wild.
Chris Sims, why don't you read me that play John Gruden wanted you to say that one time in training camp?
Chris Sims gave the most predictable take on that pass imaginable.
That was crazy.
Because as soon as that play happened with Lamar, I was like, who's going to be the one to blame Lamar Jackson for that play?
Chris Sims, come on down.
It was Chris Sims.
Come on down.
So again, this is the Sacramento Kings dating game?
Well, so yes, because everybody, you know, has some flaws, right? Mm-hmm. Has some things that you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got three scenarios. This really is like Love Connection. There was three contestants on Love Connection.
It's exciting.
Three contestants here. You've got John Collins in Utah, right? Evan Sittery said, you know, the Kings, he actually started all this. He said the Kings have a plan A and a plan B. Cam Johnson, he was talking about that over the weekend. He said Cam Johnson is plan A. They're trying to work things out. But if it doesn't work out, they can go to plan B, which is John Collins. We've laid out a scenario here with Valanciunas and Kuzma, with the Wizards being working on. And then Evan also said that the price for Kuzma is plummeting as we speak. It used to be a first rounder, and people have just laughed them out of the building. So who knows what they're willing to take back now. But in one contestant is John Collins.
I really wish I had game show. I'm looking all over for like theme music, but all I have is our
you got,
pocket watching.
You got John Collins, who is a really good fit, a really good ball player, and I think would be a really good addition to the Sacramento Kings. It feels like it would work out perfectly. Here's the issue with this person. You got to deal with Danny Ainge. And Danny Ainge could have you wasting your entire time for a deal that may not even happen.
He's been known to do that.
So while you look at John Collins, everybody says, John Collins, that's who I want. All right, man. Like, there's a potential, and you can do it. I'm not saying don't, but there's a potential. You put all your energy into that deal, and then you get to February 7th, and Danny then just wasted your time the entire time. Just wasted it. So that's a scenario that you got to look at. With Brooklyn, you got Cam Johnson there. Now, Cam Johnson, he may be somebody that you can get cheaper than anybody, because it feels like it would just be Herter, but maybe you got to get rid of some picks. Maybe you got to come off a first-round pick. James was saying on the Insider, if the Kings, the word he's hearing is if the Kings were to improve the pick, the deal could be done today. And that says to me, they probably want – I'm assuming that the Kings aren't offering a first rounder, and they want a first rounder.
I think James mentioned something about unprotected pick too.
Yeah, yeah, an unprotected first rounder. Do you want to do that? We'll see. The last one is Kuzma, and it may just be Kuzma by himself. Could be Kuzma and Valanciunas. That would be great as well. But that would probably mean that you have to give up Trey Lyles to match up the salaries. So now if it's just Kuzma, you're doing like damn near a 2-for-1 situation, and that's an issue because you don't have anybody coming back and you're losing a player in the deal. If you get Valanciunas involved, maybe that works out where you could just a 2-for-2 swap, but it's also cheap. Like, you may not have to give up a lot of draft picks or a second rounder or a conditional second rounder or something like that. So with the three scenarios laid out, all things encompassing, not just the players. Which road would you go down?
It's a tough decision, so, here, pal.
I don't think Utah's real.
Mm.
Not because of John Collins, not because of but because of Danny Ainge.
Mm.
Danny Ainge had people trying to engage in Lauri Markkanen trades for months. Lauri Markkanen was never available. Now, maybe you said this before. Maybe if someone made an overly stupid offer, he'd take it. I don't think anyone was ever going to do that. I don't think he was truly ever available. So I'm eliminating John Collins from the conversation. Not the player, to be clear. I'm not eliminating John Collins, the player.
Right.
I'm eliminating the Utah Jazz and Danny Ainge in that situation.
What you got to do when you break these things down. It's not just the player. It's who you got to work with and everything that comes with it. So in this case, you're saying, man, I got to deal with Danny Ainge. Probably not even serious, so I'm eliminate that.
Right. And then going to Cam Johnson. I'll use a term you used to use, the wart. The thing you're hanging on is the protections or perhaps lack thereof of the pick. And then Kuzma, I think what your issue is probably Kuzma.
Yeah,
more than it is anything else. In the dating game scenario that you just presented, I'd go with Brooklyn.
I think that would be my first choice as well.
I think Cam Johnson is, if he's not the best player, okay, again, I'm eliminating Utah. I can't have John Collins in this conversation because I don't believe Danny Ainge. Mm. So between Kyle Kuzma and Cam Johnson, I like Cam Johnson in this situation. Mm. And the conditions of the pick don't bother me.
You would give up an unprotected first for Cam Johnson?
And only...
Well, Kevin Herter and an unprotected first.
Yeah. Mm. It's fine with me.
I don't hate that. Unprotected always is kind of wonky. Just
maybe... Maybe if you can ask for a second back.
Hmm.
So you don't have nothing in terms of draft capital, but
I already,
you probably have to work for that a little bit.
I already know how people are going to
send him Kobe Jones.
Send him Kobe Jones. He got recalled from Stockton, I guess you could say.
It happens every day.
Yeah, it really does. I don't even know what
who went on. Was it Isaac Jones?
Isaac, yeah. Someone had a nice little
ball game.
They had 42 last night for Isaac Jones. Big ups to him. So I'm asking everybody. Okay. I know how the general public is going to respond to this. So you can put your two cents in, but I already know how you feel. Is Cam Johnson better than Kyle Kuzma?
Yeah. I think so. For what the Kings need, I think so.
You think he's a better player than Kyle Kuzma?
For the role that you'll be having Cam Johnson come in, yeah, I think he'd be better than Kyle Kuzma. I think Cam Johnson showed it with the Suns and all that. Like, this is kind of, I think he'd be a seamless fit. Kyle Kuzma, I think he'd be fine, but I got a little more questions on him than I do Cam Johnson.
To be clear, I think they both work.
But aside from working, do you guys think Cam Johnson is a better player than Kyle Kuzma?
I think they're the same. Maybe I think Cam's a little bit better.
I think Kyle's a little bit better.
Okay.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, I think if you went plus minus, it's marginal no matter what. I don't think there's no one to me who can make an argument that Cam is significantly better than Kyle Kuzma. There's no one who can make an argument that Kyle is significantly better than Cam.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree. The only reason I ask that, though, is because there's for some people, you could be passing on the better player for what you think is a better fit. Like, I think their fit would actually kind of be the same. Like, I think you might get a little bit more efficient shooting from Cam Johnson, a little bit more. You get a better rebounder, traditionally, with Kyle Kuzma.
Is Kuzma 2-for-1?
What you mean?
Like, am I giving up Trey and Herter to get Kyle Kuzma here?
Is that the deal? The salaries make it where you have to do that, right? Because he makes 23 million. And you may have to add, to get to the threshold needed for the trade, you may have to add somebody. Maybe Kobe Jones works. Maybe Alex Lynn and Kobe Jones work or something like that. But just in your scenario, let's just say yes. Like, it is Trey Lyles and Kevin Herter.
Yeah, in that scenario, I think I'm sticking with Cam Johnson. Because I think if I could just give up Herter and stick with Trey Lyles, Keon, and Cam Johnson there, it's something I can work with.
I also think Kuzma might be a little bit better defender than Cam Johnson.
People really?
Are talking about defense. I think he might be a little bit better defender. I think it's about the same, though.
Okay.
I think it's about the same.
I don't know if I'm hanging my hat on either one. Yeah, either one of those things.
I factor in the rebounding, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
And I think Kuzma's a better rebounder than
So Johnson. Safe to say then you're taking the dating game Washington situation. I forgot.
In the Washington situation, I did say.
Are you dating two girls in the Washington situation or just
I'm
one?
Never dating two girls.
Well, I understand that. I'm talking about the Sacramento Kings Washington Wizards situation.
I think
Kenny Caraway's love life.
I think I laid it out as Valanciunas and Kuzma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of different.
And with
so now the quiet
Cam, you're just giving up Herter. You get to keep Trey Lyles because I think their contracts work the right way.
You said Herter.
Yeah, you can go because okay. I think Cam makes $16 million. A year. So, and Herter's at 14, right?
Herter, I think Herter's a little higher than that, but okay. not much, but I think he's a little higher than that. But I can't remember because this was an eternity ago that he signed, and you've got draft picks hanging on. You know, the trade isn't even complete for Kevin Herter yet.
It's not.
The worst trade distance for Deshaun Watson. This damn trade isn't complete. And don't blame Vlade. He didn't do it.
Kevin Herter's at $16.8 million.
Okay.
Even if it is Jonas and Kuzma, I think I'm still sticking with Cam. He's shooting 50% from the field and 42% from three this year.
I don't know if I want to date Brooklyn anymore. I think I'm back to Washington.
And as I look at this, you would need somebody else. And a Cam Johnson deal would be a 2-for-1.
Now, well, Ham was saying that you could do it with Herter in a minimum.
Yeah, I put Alex Len in there. So that works. But it's still a 2-for-1. And you,
I'll take Alex Len out. Colby Jones, you're going to Brooklyn.
I'm a little torn. I think, man, if it's JV and Kuzma, I think I'm going Washington.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too.
I don't hate it. I'm stuck on the shooting numbers with Cam. I'll admit.
Cam would be a heck of an option, though. I like his game a lot. I like his game a lot. I've liked it for a while. I think he's a good fit. I'd be very happy if they were able to get Cam Johnson in a deal.
Just make sure you end up with one of these dates, though.
Don't be dateless for now.
Yeah, there's no, you know what, fellas, I just closed all the doors. Like, no, better leave here with something.
Leaf says, John Collins or nothing. Oh, buddy, it might be nothing.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What if Danny was being real? Like, what if Danny was like, hey.
I'm turning the whole thing upside
down. Danny's like, hey, I'm done being a jerk. I'm willing to play GM. What do you guys want to do?
John Collins is the best player of the group, no?
Yeah.
I think so.
I guess in Kenny's specific situation, we have to ask, is John Collins better than Cam Johnson? And is John Collins better than Kyle Kuzma? And Valanciunas. Mm-hmm. That's how it has to be presented based on your scenario. But I think John Collins is the best player. Yeah, I think John Collins is the best player in that group.
John Collins, if just doing the trade machine just for financials, that is a 2-for-1. John Collins makes $26 million.
Yeah.
So that's a 2-for-1.
Yeah, that's a Lyles and Herter deal probably.
For a team that's already pretty thin. I think the.
Why do you think Alex Len can't play more?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they threw the numbers at me earlier a couple weeks ago when we brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't match up with what I see. I don't ever see.
Oh, that's Alex right. Len we had the negative.
Yeah. And I don't ever watch a game and like, oh, Alex Len is killing these guys, killing the Kings out there. Like, he's either doing some really good stuff or he's just buying minutes for Sabonis. I think he could.
Basically, he's doing his job.
Yeah. I think he could play more. But once again, this is where I go with the Jay Crowder situation and like even Mike before us and now Doug Christie. They see something that kind of keeps these guys.
Jay Crowder, no garbage time minutes on Sunday.
Does it concern you at all that everywhere John Collins goes, they try to trade him?
No.
John Collins has been on the trade block for the last 7 years.
Really has.
Yeah. So, but that was.
It could always be like team circumstance and just. Yeah, but that was it. And all that, but.
That was Atlanta, right?
Well, Atlanta, but it feels like he's been like Jazz too.
No, for sure. Yeah. But like, I feel like once you. Once you're in the system, it's tough to get out. And that's what I feel like he's just stuck in the system.
Yeah.
Like he signed the deal with Atlanta. Atlanta hated it. Mm-hmm. Atlanta signed the deal because they felt like they had to. Mm-hmm. And they tried to move off it almost immediately. But every other team did. Right. Mm-hmm. We're not helping you. We'll take that contract from you, but you're going to help us. We're not helping you. Right. And it wasn't until they were able to move him to Utah that something came about of it.
Here's my concern with John Collins. Uncle Loon brings it up. He says teams want Collins to shoot. I know when you read his numbers, he's got great numbers, great shooting numbers, shoots whatever from beyond the arc. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I will look for you.
I'm not confident in him as a shooter. I'm just not. And when you compare him to Cam and Kyle Kuzma, I'm not confident in him as a shooter.
43.8 from three.
That sounds great. And that's,
he's 52, 83, 86 right now.
It's almost disrespectful to look at those numbers and say what I just said. Like, I'm not confident in him as a shooter, but I'm just not. Like, you got this isn't fair because he's doing his thing. But you've got 1-3 to go to the NBA Finals. I won't even be too dramatic and say, what you're lying.
I'm taking Iguodala.
you taking DeMontis Sabonis or Lauri Markkanen?
Oh, Domas is the best three-point shooter in the league.
I know, but, hey, this three right here, game on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, you take, looking at the three-point shooting, you got, well, even go even further. You got DeMontis Sabonis or Kyrie Irving. DeMontis Sabonis.
I'll take the guy who did it in game 7.
DeMontis Sabonis or Luke Kennard with 1-3 for your season. Like, we can look at the numbers and still.
Okay, I'm taking Domas over Luke Kennard for the record.
Luke Kennard can shoot that.
Right. No, he can, but I'm going to take Domas. I'm not taking him over Kyrie.
I love Domas, so I'm taking him over everybody.
There you go.
But, like, I can look at John Collins' numbers, his three-point numbers, and not be comfortable with him as a shooter. Like, I just talking about the guys involved in this discussion, like, I don't feel comfortable giving a John Collins three, or having John Collins shoot a three compared to Cam or Kyle Kuzma, even though he shoots a higher percentage.
Uh-huh.
So when we talk about we talk about Collins and his numbers, I'm worried about his shooting when we get down to it. Like, mm-hmm. crunch time in the NBA season, in the playoffs, like, I'm worried. It doesn't mean he can't do it. I'm not saying that. I'm not fully confident in it yet.
Let's get TC in here. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening?
What's up with my two brothers, man?
What's up, TC?
Oh, just vibing, man, tapping in with the homies, the loved ones. Hey, check it out, bro. I'm at this point, man. The hell with that pick, the hell with the protections, top 20, top whatever. Listen, get the player or players in here, whether it's gonna be Kuz and Val or whether it's just gonna be Cam. Listen. Get the player in here, and we don't worry about the rest of that pick. We don't worry about that on the back end, bro. The main thing is getting the players in here, right? That's what we all worried about, right? While we work, like, I'm past the protections, bro. Get the players in here. That's how I feel.
All right, TC.
Yeah.
You know what I love about TC is he doesn't always finish sentences. He just kind of, like, says words. You know what he means, and then he moves on to the next sentence to try to make another point.
Yeah. He got to get his thoughts off,
get
man.
The players
he got his
in.
Stuff off.
Get the players in.
That other James says, if you think Fox or Debo aren't the ones shooting, then I don't know. I think you're grabbing at straws, KC. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But what I'm telling you is, if they double, they're in a scramble drill, and they leave somebody open, much like
Malik's getting the ball, but whatever. Malik,
well, look, it's game 4, first round. Did everybody, like, did you think they drew up the play for Harrison Barnes? No, they doubled Fox. He had to get the ball out of his hands. Harrison was the one shooting. Those things happen from time to time. Mm-hmm. And if Collins is in that situation, Collins or Cam Johnson are the two in that situation, I feel better with Cam Johnson in that shot, taking that shot, than John Collins. That doesn't mean Collins can't hit it or it's not real. I'm just telling you how I feel about the player right now. That's all. The other James.
Those Jameses, boy, they can work everyone up. 916-909-1320, if you want to get in on this conversation. It's the Sacramento Kings dating game, I guess. Which scenario would you take?
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Kings move back up to the 8 spot with the perfect day that Kenny was referencing early. Minnesota lost. Dallas lost. Not as much significance, but we'll take it. Clippers lost. They had won four straight before getting beat up by Chicago. And they're one game back from the Lakers, who are in sixth, who play the Wizards tonight.
Damn, every time I see, like, the other day the Warriors were playing the Wizards, I'm like, damn, we ain't going to get nothing that day.
The Wizards play Bad News Bears basketball. There's no rhyme or reason to it. They kind of show each other up sometimes. It's just not good. There was one where Kuzma tries to throw Alexander Sarr a pass and Sarr wasn't looking, and then Kuzma throws up the goggles at him and all that. Like, pay attention.
So I saw Jesse in his seats the other day at the Wizards game. It's like, hey, Mr. Tappy, what's good, man? What's good, baby? You know,
you were right behind me. You were sitting right behind me.
I was just there because I was getting ready to move somewhere else. I was just because I was going to say what's up to somebody.
KC was close enough to dap me up from his seat.
I didn't want to walk in the middle of the game, so I said, let me sit right here until there's a break in the action. And that's all that was. This guy was coming back from the lounge, man. It's another level. But from there, I saw a couple times, and I tweeted it out, Jordan Poole just, he looked like he's just beaten down.
They don't look too happy.
Like, the whole damn team looked like that. Like, nobody looked like they were happy to play basketball.
Well, they have six wins.
I know. Like. I know. I'm not disparaging them. I'm just saying that's what you get when you play the Wizards right now. The only one who looked halfway happy was Kyle Kuzma and Valanciunas. Although Valanciunas,
I think, was just happy to be playing basketball against his friend.
Yeah,
I think that's all it was.
I think he can see the end. He can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Or he's trying to get there, like lost.
Yeah,
sure. You know what?
Yeah, Washington's just trying to see it through. Maybe the Wizards are all dead and they're just trying to get to the or whatever we established happened. Like, I'm not sure that we came to a consensus.
Sees that February 6th and say, I'm getting out of here. Let me hoop real quick.
That's that white light that Jack finally walked through.
But they look, that's a sad looking team. They just no energy. And once again, I'm not blaming them. They're been beaten down every game. So, yeah, the Lakers should be fine tonight.
I Googled what happened at the end of Lost and actually found an article that was written 4 months ago.
Oh.
15 years later, still trying to solve it.
Oh, man.
Lost is very overrated, though. I will say that. Mm. Like, for the hype it gets, it's not like a top 5 show I've ever watched or even close to that.
The symbolism and was this really written? It was written in September of 2024. I might step out and read this. Would you guys mind? It's probably an hour long article. I'm gonna try to get some answers for. Oh, I forgot the dog was next to him.
Oh yeah, that was sad.
Oh, the pup was next to him. Alive. Pup was fine. Pup lived.
He was? Oh, when he was laying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to start doing more movies and videos where the dogs live.
Yeah, the dogs always need to live or I'm not watching your stupid
movie. Marley and Me is the biggest abomination of all time.
When I found out that, what's that crazy, the Keanu Reeves joint?
John Wick.
What, isn't that about it? Someone killed his dog.
They took out his dog in the beginning of the first movie.
Never going to watch it.
See, but you'll feel like better because, like, yeah, John Wick got him because he got revenge.
No, because
for his dog.
I can't root for murder that way because I will literally get everybody.
He does. All of them. He does. No, he does. Trust me. He gets everybody.
Isn't there another one on the way?
There's four. There might be a fifth coming up.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
The first four are fine. Like, they're good. All good movies. Yeah. Shout out Keanu Reeves.
Trista Crick joins us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. She was on the field for the national championship last night. We'll talk to her a little bit about that and, of course, about everything going on here with the Sacramento Kings and in the NBA in general. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Pretty sure Trista Crick will be with us coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. People, all right, man.
What happened?
So we're talking trades and everything, and John Poles, he says, I don't think Monty has to make a big splash trade. He does need to bolster the bench, though. Well, isn't that what a Kyle Kuzma is or something like that?
I don't think that's a big splash. I wouldn't consider
that.
None
of the names that we just referenced are big splash.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, what do we know? Me and John Poles and us, like, we all agree. Okay.
Okay.
Shout out John Paul.
I'm glad we settled that. Yeah. Well, I ain't going to say anything, but John's like 6'11". I ain't going to bother John Poles.
You know,
he wants the bench to be better. The bench needs to be better.
You know, I would get so many buckets on John Poles. It's crazy. I really would.
Okay.
He can't guard me.
Is there talk that he could? Is John Poles a basketball?
He always thinks that he can. Yeah, he's a basketball guy. He always thinks that he can. I would get buckets on John Poles. I would have him. Lance will make him dance. Lance will make him dance. He'd be all over the place.
Okay.
Shout out John Poles, man. We always just be talking our basketball stuff back and forth.
We think Trista Crick's going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We're not sure. She's with us every Tuesday. She rarely misses her time with us. But she was in Atlanta yesterday for the College Football National Championship. Ohio State's victory in the College Football National Championship.
You didn't have to add that part. We all knew that it was the National Championship game. Could have just kind of left it at that.
Well, some people might not have known who won. If you didn't, Ohio State wins the National Championship.
I'm doing this all day.
Favored Ohio State and Texas betting favorites headed into next year. I think one thing where we don't have to focus on the Ohio State winning the national title is the first ever bracketed college football playoff finished up. And it was far from perfect. And I think someone could probably make a pretty good argument. It wasn't even good. Most of the games weren't memorable. Some of them were. Most of the later ones. But I don't know when this committee reconvenes. Probably as soon as today. Probably happened yesterday. I don't know that there's, all right, guys, this went great. As much as they're hey, what do we need to do better? And I'm sure Oregon's AD and SID and head coach and all those people and president will be on the phone like, hey, maybe we do some reseeding next year. Maybe we figure out some ways for it to be more advantageous to be a top seed.
Well, do you maybe... Because I was thinking maybe you just, like, if you win your conference like how they did, instead of top four, you're just automatically in the playoff and you get seeded however based on where you are at that time. Because, like, isn't that how we ended? Like, Arizona State held their own and all that, but maybe isn't that way where Oregon misses out on playing Ohio State first and all that?
Well, if Oregon was as good as everybody says they were, they should have beat Ohio State.
Well,
but they
that.
Weren't, and Ohio State was the best team in the country. But they didn't win their conference. And that's how they wound up dropping down. The team that was the number one team in the seeding was in their conference.
Yeah.
And that's just how it works.
Yeah, you have to, in my opinion, you have to have incentive for wanting to win the conference. And I even think you have to have incentive for wanting to win those conference championship games.
Mm.
You can't get rid of that. There may be something where you can reseed after the first round and see how that goes. But I think if they would have reseeded, I think Ohio State wouldn't have played Oregon. Or maybe they would have. Because they were an 8 seed, and all the higher seeds won. So it might have been the same thing anyway. I think the playoffs were fine. It was the playoffs, and I think everybody had a lot of expectations and anticipation for the playoffs. But it was just like every other playoff. Like, the NFL playoffs haven't had a bunch of good games. You know what I mean? It's kind of been whatever. They've had one, maybe two good games, close games. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they've been like great game, like a good game. It's just been close.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what happens from time to time, man. And I thought the playoffs were great. I know a lot of people, like my guy Joel Klatt, talking about they need to figure out how to finish this on New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl. That'd be a great scenario. That'd be perfect.
I couldn't agree more.
But I just don't know how you do that. Like, if you're going to have
playoffs, you can't. You pretty much can't. Yeah.
These playoffs.
Because you know it's about the kids.
Oh, always.
It's about the students, about the student athletes,
always,
Kenny.
Always about the student athletes. But the off the top of my head, I guess I can pull up a calendar. Football ends the first week of December. That's when the conference championship is. So if you start immediately, like the next week, you could get to, you got 1, 2, 3, 3.5 weeks. Like, I don't think that's enough time to have the national championship game on New Year's Day. And then you also got to factor in, like, New Year's Day is a floating holiday. Like, it's not always on a Sunday, Saturday, yeah, something like that. Like, yeah, you could have your games.
We know it was a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could have your games playing on a Sunday night, and then what do you do if New Year's Day is on a Wednesday again? Mm-hmm. Like, you're just going to have them turn around? Like, it can't be as specific.
Well, you probably don't want them on a Sunday night.
Well,
in December.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
Right? So, I like the idea of messing with it and making it a little sooner. I just don't know how you do that. I don't know if you can do that. And people are like, oh, national championship game on a Monday is just a little dead. It's been on Monday for a long time now. It's fine. If the game was close, nobody would be saying anything about that. Like, it's usually the games just aren't that competitive. That's a whole nother scenario. But I thought the college football playoff was really good. Some tweaks here and there. Get ready to do it again next year. Okay. National championship game. Is it in L.A. next year? It might be in Florida or something like that. I'd like to go one of these times. It's a good look.
Well, hang out with Trista Crick or go work for Meta. Apparently, you can.
Right.
Like she said, she was working the game. She really meant she was working the game.
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Also, the conference championships are set in the NFL. The Chiefs will take on the Buffalo Bills. The Commanders, get the Lions out of here. And they're going to take on a team that, man, hate to say it, they look unbeatable.
Who?
Philadelphia.
Are you crazy?
No, I don't think I am.
They look unbeatable?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Okay, so let's.
They're good. They're
no,
good.
Don't, no, you can't do that.
No, they're good.
You had Philadelphia.
You said unbeatable.
Yes, they look unbeatable.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
They have a quarterback that can barely throw.
Okay, they have
and
a running back who
walk.
Runs for 200 yards a game.
I'm just blown away.
Where's that?
That?
Where's that game that played? Where's the game played next week?
In Philly.
Okay, they're not going to be beaten next week in Philly. I love Jaden Daniels. I love Washington. They can't be beaten Philly next week.
That's fine. I don't know. I'll unbeatable. Just I wasn't ready for that. They do not look unbeatable.
So okay, make the case that the Commanders can beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia next week.
Jaden McDaniels, that offense, Cliff Kingsbury. Like, I'm not sure.
In Philadelphia, they can get that done.
Yeah, they can. I'm not sure I'd pick them to do that, but yeah, absolutely they can.
I don't think they can. And I love the story of the football team.
If you look, we'll see what happens.
One year without Dan Snyder, this team's going to the conference finals. Just incredible.
And you add Magic Johnson, you see that.
Well,
you know what I mean? Get Magic in there, and now you're a winner.
Apparently everything's
now
fine. Well, now you got a quarterback. Now you got someone who's drafting properly, and man, he is the absolute. To be clear, I'd love nothing more than Jaden Daniels to be the Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm watching Saquon out there, and it's like he's the ultimate. Like, if you can't stop him, you can't beat them.
I'm with that. Like, you have to stop the ground game. The Rams, I got to look a little bit more at the Commanders' defense and what they do on a regular basis. But the Rams, that was their Achilles' heel, is they can't stop the run.
Yeah.
So that's why I couldn't pick them. Even last, I couldn't pick them because I can't trust them to be able to stop Saquon.
Saquon is just he hasn't slowed down. Did you see the Giants? Did you see that story?
Mm-mm.
Like Daniel, what's his name? Daniel Jones, and the like a bunch of Giants teammates.
Mm-hmm.
They got a suite to go watch him.
Oh, that's cool. That's dope.
Like how I'd like to, for those who haven't been following, we've been focusing on the 49ers or been focusing on the Raiders and all that. Their GM and coach didn't get fired. Not only did they let Saquon walk.
I don't know how you survived that.
They let him walk in front of an NFL Films camera and let the whole process play out for the sake of a television show.
Mm-hmm.
and they didn't lose their job.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
His former quarterback and teammates showed up to watch him play for a division rival. And they didn't lose their job.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Saquon's not the MVP. But, man, what a story he had this year.
Nah,
what a story he had this year.
He is the truth. But when the quarterback might be the issue. Number one, he might be hurt. Number two, even when he's healthy, he ain't that good.
Did you see his post game?
I saw one of them.
With the one with Saquon?
No. I saw him.
Were you concerned?
When
I heard Jalen talk, I was concerned. Jalen's coming out of concussion protocol. Jalen's coming out of a lengthy concussion protocol.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm not a doctor. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express, nothing. He did not sound right to me.
Well, I just saw another video where he didn't sound like himself either. And this one wasn't like, if you didn't know, you wouldn't be like, oh, he's concussed or whatever. But it was just like, I ain't never heard Jalen Hurts sound like that.
He sounded like a punch-drunk boxer.
Mm.
It was I kept looking at the TV like, is he okay? And I'm like, leaning in. It's one of those things where you're like leaning in. Like, I had to pull up. I was like, okay, maybe I'm not paying close enough of attention. Pulled up a Jalen Hurts press conference. That's not what he sounds like. He does not sound okay to me at all.
Yeah, well, even with that, like, he messed up his leg. And he's going to play. But if he... If the leg doesn't get right to the point where he can run effectively in that game, that's a problem. I think the Eagles are extremely gettable. I don't know. I got to really break this down and see if the Commanders can do it. But I was thinking about this earlier.
I think the Bills and Chiefs could do it.
Yeah, well, they ain't unbeatable then.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. I thought we were talking about the conference championship. I wasn't trying to proclaim for the Super Bowl. We're talking about the conference championships being set.
Got you. The Bills, they play the Bills.
That game ain't in Philadelphia either.
They got a shot. If they play the Chiefs, they got no shot of beating the Chiefs. None. The Eagles have no – they better hope the Bills win that game. Because if they win the game and they have to play the Chiefs, they got no shot of beating the Chiefs.
So I missed this live. I was going to play the clip of Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
He cussed on live television. Someone said he's definitely on some perks.
That's the one I saw.
Oh, okay. That's the interview.
Yeah, and
that's the interview on the field on Fox.
Yeah, he sounded
after the
different.
Game.
Like, I never heard him sound like that. Like, he was on some he was on some medicine.
Yeah,
he was. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he did not sound okay at all.